In the aftermath of Hurricanes Milton and Helene, people across Florida faced the daunting task of cleaning up and repairing the damage, but many lacked the electricity and fuel to do so. Hampered by roads blocked by fallen trees and flooding, fuel suppliers and power companies are working to get the infrastructure of daily life back up and running, and police are aiding recovery efforts by providing escorts to fuel tankers trying to reach those most in need. President Joe Biden made his second trip to the state in 2 weeks to survey the latest hurricane damage. Speaking in St. Petersburg on Sunday morning, the president thanked first responders and local officials for their efforts and empathized with Floridians who had lost everything, saying they are heartbroken and exhausted, and their expenses are piling up. According to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, the latest report shows 23 people died as a result of Hurricane Milton. President Joe Biden has approved 100% reimbursements of debris removal costs for 90 days, encouraging city and county governments to urgently submit to FEMA their project worksheets with details of how much debris they need removed. All red tape has been lifted and direct permits are being quickly approved on new debris management sites, and size and weight restrictions for vehicles conducting removal have been lifted. Debris removal will continue 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. President Biden approved a major disaster declaration for the state on Saturday. Federal disaster assistance is available to the state of Florida to supplement recovery efforts in the areas affected by Hurricane Milton from October 5 onward. Biden's approval makes funding available for people in more than 30 counties impacted by Milton. The funds include grants for temporary housing and home repairs. The president also announced Sunday more than $600 million in energy resilience projects to shore up the power grid in places like Florida.